Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and in the next 15 minutes, we're going to look at some of the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 to 33. Father in heaven, help us to understand these tough verses from the Bible. Help us to understand the power of wisdom to preserve us from evil. And help us to understand why wisdom is so essential for our life and everything in it. Lord, open our spiritual ears and open our spiritual eyes that we may understand your holy law. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let's look at these controversial verses, some of the toughest verses in some ways in the Bible. They're about the role of wisdom in our life and what happens to us if we choose to ignore God's wisdom. Proverbs 1, verses 20 to 33. Wisdom shouts in the street. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love simplicity? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. This is wisdom speaking. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called, and you refused. I stretched out my hand, and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel, and did not want my reproof. I will even laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes on like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they shall not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat the fruit of their own way, and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive shall kill them, and the complacency of fools shall destroy them. But he who listens to me, he who listens to wisdom, shall live securely, and shall be at ease from the dread of evil. So this is wisdom. Wisdom throughout the book of Proverbs is portrayed as a woman, a gracious, kind woman who speaks words of truth, a spiritual being that was with God at the beginning of his creation, we find in Proverbs chapter 8. And so wisdom is here personified as a woman of truth. And we've got to listen to her at all times. And if we don't listen to wisdom, we get into tons of trouble. And here wisdom is speaking to a society that has gone wrong, a society that has decided to go its own pig-headed, stubborn way and ignore the fear of the Lord. So wisdom is speaking like a teacher, an instructor, as someone who reproves people. And if you see those movies about these people who are being trained in karate or something like that, the wise old teacher is always reproving them. No, not that way. No, not this. And the wise old teacher is always instructing them and being quite strict and quite stern. And so it is with the wisdom of God. God's wisdom is strict and stern. It reproves us. It says, no, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't have your own way all the time. You can't read that stupid magazine. Here, go read something that's good for you, not something that's evil. You can't watch that on the internet. Turn from evil and go and find the things that are pure, not the things of pornography and stupidity and violence. So God is always reproving us and telling us to line up with God, to line up with the fear of God, to abandon dishonesty and embrace honesty, to abandon lies and embrace truth, so on and so forth. So wisdom is always hammering away at us, and we're to listen to wisdom. And the wisdom will not have to speak so loudly if we're obedient, if we're supple, if we're humble, if we're meek, if we submit to the instruction of the Lord. And these 13 or 14 verses here, they tell what happens to people who are stiff-necked and stubborn and who do not listen to the counsel of the Lord. Wisdom shouts in the street. Wisdom is being loud. Wisdom is is not being subtle at all. She lifts her voice in the square. I've just come back from India, where they have these public squares that are crowded with people and vehicles and bicycles and bulls and cows going around the place, and everything is very noisy. And there's a place there that's called the India Gate, which is one of the gates of India, a huge triumphal arch. And I went and visited that and the Red Fort and many other things. And this is crowded and clamorous. And wisdom raises her voice so everyone can hear, and she's open. She's not in some secret place in a cave somewhere in a mountain. She's right out there in the public square declaring herself to anyone that will listen. But they're not listening. How long, O naive ones, will you love simplicity? The scoffers delight themselves in scoffing. The fools hate knowledge. You see, the naive people want to stay naive. They don't want to have to learn complicated things. They say, oh, well, that's too complicated for me. I don't want to have to learn that. I just know John 3:16, and that's all that I need to know to be saved. And so they ignore the Bible, and they ignore wisdom in life, and they want the simple solutions to everything, and they want everything to be dumbed down to their level. And so these people, they're naive, and they go through life from bad decision to bad decision because they refuse wisdom. They don't have a sharp mind. They cannot grab hold of the things of this life, let alone the things of God, because they just want to be airheads every day of the week. And that is not the way we can negotiate life. Life is complicated, and to get through life, you need to learn complicated things. You can't just be silly day and night and expect to prosper in life. And that, so the naive people, the people who believe all the con artists, the people who believe all these televangelists, the people who just want to feel okay and not work too hard, these are the people that stumble in the way of life. Because life is for the wise, life is for the discerning and the just and the prudent. It is not for people who embrace silliness as a lifestyle. It says, how long, naive ones, will you love simplicity? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. There's people who just hate knowledge. They hate all forms of knowledge. They hate math, they hate history, they hate science, they hate anything that's complicated. They scoff at the righteous. They scoff at people who are godly. They scoff at people who choose to live a moral lifestyle instead of an immoral lifestyle. The scoffers will mock you for praying. They will mock you for going to church. They will mock you for reading the Bible. They'll mock you for being serious and studying things. They'll say, come to the party. Why can't you be like us? Why can't you do drugs like us? Why can't you join a gang like us? And they mock and they scoff against people that want to live an honest and righteous way. They say, what are you getting that job for? Oh, why do you work? Why don't you just come with us and live on the money of the gang or this or that or the other? And they're scoffing and they're mocking and they're making fun of you for living a serious lifestyle and for going to college and getting a good job, while they go from party to party in a drunken and foolish way. But eventually, their mocking and their scoffing and their ignorance will come back to bite them. And wisdom then says in verse 23, turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. And so wisdom, which is God's way of instructing us, says, turn to my reproof. Turn and listen to God when he corrects you. Don't be stubborn. When God corrects you, listen to God, listen to his words, listen to this broadcast, listen to your pastor or preacher. Humble yourself before the word of God as you read the Bible. Turn and listen to the reproof of God so you don't have to get into trouble in life. And I will pour out my spirit on you. When you become meek and humble before God, when you say, Lord, give me your wisdom. I want your wisdom right now. James 1, 5 to 8 says, God will give you wisdom when you ask him. Say, then God will pour out his spirit on your life and your mind will become clear. It'll become wise. It'll become spiritual because you're turning to God and not pursuing your own way and your own folly. You turn to God and say, Lord, instruct me today. Instruct me this morning. Make your spirit dwell inside of my spirit. Open up my mind to truth and to the things that are above. And I will make my words known to you. You want God's words in your heart and your life. That's why you're listening to this broadcast. And you want to follow the word of God and the truth of God and to prosper in the prosperity that God has prepared for those who love him. Because you will receive wisdom in your heart. You won't do foolish things. You'll find the the paths of life. You'll follow the path of life, and it will lead you to good things and to peaceful outcomes. If we drop down to verse 33, it says, "But he who listens to me shall live securely and shall be at ease from the dread of evil." You see, if you're listening to God, he's going to place you in secure places. He'll say, "Hey, maybe you shouldn't buy your house here over in this area. Why don't you buy over there?" And you'll find yourself buying into a good school district, a place that's quiet and secure, and you'll live in a good place because God's given you wisdom. He'll show you where to buy in a new area, a good area where you can buy cheaply and where the neighbors will be good later on in life, and he will give you secret wisdom in how to prosper, secret wisdom in how to prosper in your business. And he'll say, "Oh, this business partner, don't take them on, don't take them on, don't take that person." And you'll find out later that they were a crook and you dodged a bullet. So God will give you guidance in your heart and your mind in how to live securely and to be free from the dread of evil. Well, what about those people who decide to plunge on ahead? Then it's terrible. There's a whole bunch of verses here about what happens to them. And wisdom, she cries out and she cries out, and they keep refusing. They keep running around, and they keep with all these strange things that are going through society now, and they hate God, and they hate any mention of God, and they hate the Bible, and they hate any form of wisdom, and they hate even common sense, because they pursue these crazy, crazy things that we read about in the newspaper every day. And what does wisdom do to those people? It finds in verse 24, "Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention, and you neglected all my counsel and didn't know what my reproof, I will even laugh at you in your day of calamity." The people that hate God, the people that hate truth, hate Jesus, hate the Bible, wisdom laughs at them when they fall. God laughs at them and scoffs at them. It says that in Psalm 2 as well. When the people who hate God get into trouble, God says, "Okay, it's on your own neck now. See if you can get out of this." You run into the moral universe. You run into the power of God, and it's going to break you. "I will mock when your dread comes. When your dread comes like a storm, and your calamity comes on a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come on you, then wisdom laughs." Wisdom says, "Here, you could have learned. You could have listened. You could have understood, but you didn't." And so they call on wisdom in a moment of distress, and he said, "They will call on me and I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me because they hated knowledge." And it goes on, and we're running out of time. But if you neglect wisdom, wisdom will neglect you. And wisdom will let you fall by your own hand and get trapped in your own foolishness and get destroyed by your own mocking and ignorance. So you need to turn around, repent, and listen to the reproof of wisdom. And if you listen to God's instruction, if you open up your heart to the Lord, you will know security, you will know wisdom, you will know truth, and you'll walk in the ways of God. You will live securely and be at ease from the dread of evil. And God's Spirit will be poured out on you, and you will know the words and the truth of God. And that's really important. So your attitude towards wisdom, to learning, to understanding, determines the rest of your life. Let me repeat that. Your attitude towards wisdom, your attitude towards learning and instruction, determines the outcome of the rest of your life. So be humble, be meek, bend your ear to the Scriptures. Seek the wisdom of God, and you will prosper. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you and have a great day, and stay in the will of God. Bless you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.